Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's keep this right.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. It's been a fun day here at the Residence Inn by Marriott Downtown Lincoln. We've had Mark Manning. We've had Mike Schaefer, Derek Bombeck. We wrap things up with one more guest here. And we mentioned throughout the show today that if people stop by, they could donate $10 to Lincoln Literacy and get free breakfast from it. And Lincoln Literacy, we are now joined by Brian Seck from there. Brian, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
For those who don't know about what you guys do, Jesse told us a little bit earlier about it, but for those who are just tuning in now, what does Lincoln Literacy do?
Sure. So, you know, when you think about Lincoln, Nebraska, we're about 300,000 people. Almost 10% are foreign-born from another country, came here. Maybe they fought with us in Afghanistan or Iraq. Maybe they came to us from a country that's really struggling, like Haiti or Venezuela. And so what we do is we teach English. So we help people from very beginning, if they don't know any English at all, we have classes for that, all the way to people who speak English pretty well, but let's say that they have a medical degree from Afghanistan. Well, that doesn't count the same way it does like a degree from UNMC. So what we do is we work with them to help get that degree validated. So then maybe it's worth, say, 30% of a medical degree here. So that way they can start at a higher level than they would have to completely start over. So we serve about 2,000 students a year, all adults, 21 plus. And then we also offer transportation. We have 6 15-passenger vans, and we offer childcare at 6 community locations all across town, in addition to our own building down at 10th and Lincoln Mall.
So you go and pick them up.
We sure do.
Pick them up, driving back in a passenger van, and then teach them English.
We sure do. There's vans out right
That's
now.
Incredible. Vans
That's
out
right. Really incredible.
Vans out right now.
I got six
four,
vans.
I got four vans. Well, six. Yeah. Six vans out right now. Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, that's incredible.
I'm lost for words.
Yeah, I am. I had no idea this happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
How long has this been around for?
I'm sorry, Bill, but it's been going for 52 years.
Yeah,
it's not new.
Not new. You
know, Bill's just not paying attention over here.
Pretty much not.
Yeah,
I knew Lincoln Literacy. I just didn't know what was going on.
I didn't either.
No, inside the building.
Okay. Yeah, it's really exciting. It's about doubled in the last 2 years. We've really grown. And I'm so proud that we have almost 200 volunteer tutors. Mm-hmm. So Lincoln Literacy does not exist without incredible volunteers. So volunteers come, they get trained on how we teach English, and then they go out and teach. So we're at Lincoln High Monday through Thursday from 6 to 7:30. Principal Larson out there lets us use the space in the evenings. We teach at 3 different churches who let us use their space, St. Paul, Grace Lutheran, First Plymouth, all kinds of different places who let us use that space for free, because our building is, you know, 10,000 square feet. It's not that big.
No.
But we're able to be all across the community in the neighborhoods where people live.
Why has it doubled?
That's a good question. I think we have more immigrants and refugees than we did in the last 3, 4, 5 years. But I also think it's really positive word of mouth, I think.
Okay.
So let's say Sipple's from Afghanistan. He comes, takes some classes. Well, if he has a good experience, he's going to tell Bush, right? He's going to tell the other people in his community, hey, those Lincoln Literacy people did a good job for me. We also have really grown into businesses.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So we teach on-site, on the clock at Kawasaki.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. So we've had almost 200 people go through our classes at Kawasaki.
Is that right?
And almost 40 promotions.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
And I used to work at Kawasaki. And so when you get promoted from production team member up to assistant team leader, QC, you know, you're moving into a career. You don't. Kawasaki typically doesn't lose people once they get promoted. So, and that's really amazing for Kawasaki because now they have a multilingual team leader. So
they
you
do.
Think, you know, if you go out to the Kawasaki production line, you're going to hear every language in the world. But the language of communication is English. Because what does the Afghan, the Venezuelan, and the Haitian share? English. So we really are thinking about how do we increase safety at the businesses that we work with. How do we increase promotion so people can talk to each other? But the bottom line is communication. We got people from all over the world here, right here in Lincoln, over 100 languages. We have people from 87 countries in our organization. But English is the language of communication.
Now, do they reach out to you? How does it start off when somebody gets a hold of you in the first place?
Like, sure, yeah. Lincoln Literacy has a long history of working with Brian Health, Kawasaki, and others. That started previous to when I started 3 years ago. But I think now it's truly – Lincoln's a small town, right? It's mostly word of mouth. So we'll be actually having an English class right here at the Residence Inn, which is really exciting for some of the staff members who work here, which we're really looking forward to. And then after that, it really just becomes word of mouth. Like people hear about us, they come. We teach at Walmart. We teach at TMCO, a wonderful family-owned business right down the street over here with Diane Timmy. So it's really exciting to be able to partner with businesses. So we're teaching people English, but we're also teaching people the English technical vocabulary, phrases, ideas that they need to know to succeed in their careers and become financially self-sufficient and just be a resident of Lincoln.
Are you forever looking for volunteers or
are
you full up?
Thank you for asking that, Mr. Sipple. I appreciate that. I'll slip you a 20 later. I appreciate
Mr.
that.
Mr. Sipple. Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Sipple. I normally wouldn't say that, but he threw me a bone.
Threw us a lot.
I prefer Mr. Sipple.
From now on,
we'll be Mr. Sipple.
Mr. Sipple from here on
out. I would appreciate that.
Columbus baseball.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're always looking for
volunteers. Always looking for
volunteers. So how would they get a hold? Like if somebody's listening right now
and
they think, I think I can help.
Yeah.
How would they do it?
We go to LincolnLiteracy.org, which is our website. You can also stop by our office at 10th and Lincoln Mall. And there's a little interest form you can fill out. And then what we do is we have trainings about once a month to train new volunteers. And then you shadow a class so you can kind of check it out, see what you want to do. Maybe you want to work with beginner, intermediate students, advanced students. And then we'll get you going. And we have an ocean of curriculum and resources to help tutors write their lessons and teach their classes.
10th and Lincoln Mall, is that building very evident? Is it?
Yeah, it's we're attached to the Phillips 66 gas station
with
there.
A sign that says Lincoln Literacy.
Yeah, you'll see it. Sign says Lincoln Literacy. We're right there, right downtown. And, you know, just don't park on Lincoln Mall. That's not allowed. You got to come around back. Yeah. Come around back for the alley. The Capitol Police won't be happy with you if you park on Lincoln Mall.
He is Brian Seck from Lincoln Literacy. Brian, thanks for stopping by. Thanks
so much
for
having me.
Wow, good job. You are a good communicator.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Sipple.
He is a national. Brian, real quick, also, just quick story. He just came out here on a visit, living in New York City,
yep.
liked it, met his wife, flew home, told the boss, I'm out, quit, flew right back to Lincoln,
Whoa.
Married her, life's moved on.
We went on 5 dates and got married, true story.
Whoa. True story.
Happily ever after.
5 dynamite dates.
How about that?
Bam, bam, bam.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
That's all you get. That's done.
Bam, bam, bam.
You put a ring on it. That's all you do.
You
put a ring on
it. There you go.
There you go. That's how it goes.
That's it for us. We've been live with Resident Sin. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for stopping by. The Drive is next. We will see you guys on Monday.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.